passion for the planet, Sound Publishing.
The environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Our politicians seem keen on moving the UK towards more nuclear power stations. But Nick Reeves, Executive Director of the Chartered Institution of Water and Environmental Management, believes they're taking us in the wrong direction.
It's really a knee-jerk reaction to the fact there's been a lack of investment in renewables in previous years. I mean, it's not as though we didn't know there was an emerging energy crisis, so there should have been something done about this a long, long time ago. And really, the nuclear debate is still centred around the safety of it. And the fact that the Health and Safety Executive have questioned the safety of some of the new designs. So that needs to be sorted out. But the bottom line is, we still don't know what to do with the waste. I mean, it seems to me that in society today, that the best we can do is sort of think about digging a hole and burying all this stuff. We're not really kind of thinking about whether this is going to be storing up problems for future generations. It doesn't seem a very sort of sustainable or ethical way of doing business to me.
On the other hand, if the alternative is carrying on with, you know, coal-fired power stations and so on, then arguably that's at least the problem we can think about a bit later rather than a problem that we're creating right now.
I understand why people want to rush to technology. It's always about technological fixes, but we haven't really bottomed out the whole debate about energy efficiency and doing the basic things in our homes and in our businesses. There's still a great deal we can do. And when you think of the fact that we waste about a third of the food that we buy, we're still wasting water, which takes up an awful lot of energy to produce. It's bonkers that we're not talking about energy efficiency in a much more public way and in a way that's actually going to get people to do stuff at a very local level, and exploring the possibility of microgeneration, for example. That seems to be ignored.
Bearing in mind that I think most often these things have to be a combination, because it's all very well saying we should go down the, you know, energy efficiency route, and I think most people would agree with that, but that takes time, and you don't just do one thing at a time. You need to do a number of parallel different things.
Yeah.
So what would all those parallel different things be, and would nuclear be one of them?
The reality is that we are where we are, and that we're going to have a sort of a multi-pronged approach to our energy strategy, which is probably going to include nuclear, but I really do worry that we haven't thought through the nuclear angle properly. We've got to concern ourselves about the safety of future generations of people who are going to inherit this waste that's going to be buried. If the Health and Safety Executive are still concerned about the designs of the new generation of nuclear power plants, then that needs to be sorted out too. But really, nuclear must be a measure of last resort.
In terms of microgeneration, what do you think looks promising at the moment?
Microgeneration is one of these things that's been talked about occasionally but hasn't been explored. There's not a great deal of excitement around the subject, and I think some local authorities are trying to do their bit, but it's very patchy and it really needs a sort of national strategy to sort of try and encourage all local authorities and all communities to sort of take this on board and see what's possible, because the potential is certainly there.
And from your point of view, how do you think it's going to develop in the coming months and years?
I feel a bit depressed about this, actually, because I'm resigned to the fact that nuclear is going to be part of the energy mix, but I'm really worried about that. But I really do hope that we're also going to sort of focus more of our attention on energy efficiency at a local level, microgeneration, and certainly my organisation is going to be pressing hard for that, as we have been in recent months.
Now, you also mentioned briefly about the energy consumption of water, actually, or producing clean water. Why is that so energy intensive?
We treat water to very high standards in this country. And actually, we treat water to a high standard to a point where it's almost, in certain cases, for certain purposes, unnecessary. And it's a very costly, energy-intensive process. With water scarcity in some parts of the country, we're now talking about having desalination as a possible solution to our water scarcity problem. And that's hugely energy-intensive. So, you know, we need to think about these very strategically and very carefully and make sure that we take on all these things into account. This is a country with a growing population where demand is high for products and services which requires energy. It's a major problem for the future.
That's Nick Reeves, Executive Director of the Chartered Institution of Water and Environmental Management. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.